USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fallen Capitol Hill police officer Billy Evans, who died after a Nation of Islam supporter rammed his car into a barricade, is lying in honor at the U.S. Capitol. Evans, an 18-year veteran of the force, will become just the fourth Capitol police officer ever to lie in honor. The FDA and CDC are recommending an immediate pause in the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine due to concerns about rare blood clots. The FDA's Peter Marks saying there are no such concerns with the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines.
There have been over 180 million doses of these vaccines administered, and at this time, we've not found any reports of cerebral vein sinus thrombosis combined with thrombocytopenia.
The prosecution is resting its case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He's accused of killing George Floyd. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Protests in Japan after officials make an announcement regarding Fukushima nuclear power plant.
The government of Japan says it will begin to release water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The treated radioactive water has been accumulating at the plant since the 2011 earthquake that damaged the plant's reactors. Tokyo Electric Power, the operator of the plant, says its capacity to store the water will be full by next year. Japan's prime minister called the move the most realistic option for dealing with the water, saying it was a necessary step towards the decommissioning of the plant. The decision has been fiercely opposed by local fishermen and environmental groups. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
South Carolina is taking action to assure unaccompanied illegal immigrant children at the border don't get put into foster care. Governor Henry McMaster issuing an executive order to keep the government from making such moves. He says homes need to be prioritized for kids in the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden is announcing the nomination of Tucson, Arizona Police Chief Chris Magnus to be the Customs and Border Protection Commissioner. The CBP is responsible for securing the border, counterterrorism, and combating transnational crime. Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels is questioning the pick.
I know Chief Magnus. I've worked with him on a couple of things, but I have not worked with him on any border-related issues. He's not one that's been down the border working with, along with sheriffs and others, so I don't know. I like you said, this was a curveball coming at you on this one, so we hope he works collective with us. We hope he works in a relationship with us because there's a lot of issues. This border is in a crisis right now, so we need somebody that can lead with sheriffs, lead with communities, and we're hoping he can do that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Magnus also a frequent critic of President Trump. Through the pandemic, there are a lot of people working multiple jobs, which makes pulling together tax information a little tough. Sarah Holden with the Washington, D.C.-based investment company Institute says the IRS has extended the tax filing deadline, giving people more time to figure out whether or not to contribute to an IRA.
And with IRAs, you can make contributions up until tax day and count them as if they occurred last year. So if you're able to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, you can actually reduce your taxes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.